Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell, and if you're involved in classical music at all here in Northern Michigan, you probably know our guest today. Garagatsky is the principal double bassist of the Traverse Symphony Orchestra and the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra. He's also the director of development at the Traverse Symphony Orchestra. Gary is one of several soloists featured this weekend in the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra's Bach Family Festival. Garagatsky, welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Amanda. It's good to be here.
Now, the double bass isn't really an instrument that gets to play as a soloist very often, so tell us about the concerto you'll be performing this weekend.
This weekend, I'll be performing the Carl Ditters von Dittersdorf Double Bass Concerto, sometimes known as the Concerto in D, sometimes known as the Concerto in E flat, and sometimes known as the Concerto in E, all of them being major. So this weekend, the double bass is in solo tuning, so I'll be performing the Concerto in E major.
Okay. Now, forgive me for saying this, but the piece is by Carl Ditters von Dittersdorf. This is a Bach family festival.
Yep, it's a bit of a stretch. it's more of an early classical concerto, elements of both the Baroque and classical. And this kind of the idea of featuring many soloists with Bach, there wasn't really anything that Bach composed that would have been appropriate to fit into the Bach family for the double bass. So we're mixing it up a little bit and throwing in the Dittersdorf this weekend.
And am I correct that the double bass as we know it in the 21st century, that kind of instrument didn't actually exist in Bach's time anyways?
Right. It would have been a part of the viol family, the viol da gamba or the, you know, to, yeah.
So can you give us a little preview from the concerto?
Sure.
We heard Garagatsky performing a little bit of the double bass concerto by Carl Ditters von Dittersdorf, the final movement in E major on this occasion. You can hear the complete concerto this Sunday afternoon with the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra. And Gary, you have pretty deep roots here in Northern Michigan and with Interlochen. You grew up here, you attended TCAPS, you went to the academy and camp. I'm curious what it was like being the local kid at the Interlochen Arts Academy.
Oh, wow. It was magical. This was back in 1996. There were seven of us from the Traverse City Area Public Schools that came out to the Academy. Our longtime orchestra director, Dorothy Kunkel, had announced her retirement, and she was a bit of an Interlochen legacy herself. And was a teacher that pushed us to always reach to make things better. And we thought, well, we all need to take that next step, and made our way to the Academy. And many of us went off to schools of music and still to this day remain close and great friends.
You yourself went off to Juilliard, a little school that our listeners may have heard of in the small town of New York. But you did your bachelor's and master's at Juilliard, and then you came back to us here in Northern Michigan. So what is it that draws you back here to Northern Michigan?
Oh, well, with, each passing day in New York City, although, you know, New York is great, it has its fun elements, there was something about Northern Michigan that I truly missed on a daily basis. While many of my colleagues at Juilliard would go off to summer programs in Europe and here in the States, I always made it a point to come home and do normal things. Work at a restaurant and go to the beaches and enjoy all the things that Northern Michigan has to offer during the summertime. Practiced, of course, and performed here and there. But really, when it came down to it, and after my bachelor's and my master's, and I joined Juilliard's development team for a few years while they celebrated the centennial for Juilliard, there was a position available here at Interlochen Center for the Arts for the director of alumni engagement, and put my name into the hat, was invited out for an interview, and was successful, and the rest is kind of history.
I bet you really missed the snowstorms in April, too, while you were in New York.
Oh, I did. But you know what? The snowstorms in New York City were pretty awesome as well. They were. It was a wet snow. So, and we see that on occasion up here, but
especially in the middle of April.
Yeah, you know, noting that there's a weather front on its way for the weekend. I think we're done with that.
Well, Anne, I understand you have some music of Telemann for us next.
I do. This is the Sonata in D major, written by Georges-Philippe Telemann. I'm going to play the first movement, the Lento. This is a piece that I played on my senior recital here at the Academy and used for my auditions for college, which, gosh, included Juilliard, Peabody, Michigan State, Boston Conservatory. And it's just a lovely little piece, and I'll perform it for you now. For those of you who have perfect pitch, I apologize. The sonata is in D major, and I'm reading it on the score in D major. However, it's sounding in E major because of solo tuning, which means that all of my double bass strings are up one whole step. Standard strings are at the top, G, D, A, and E. But solo tuning, they are now A, E, B, and F sharp.
Double bassist Gary Gatzke performing a movement from Georg Philipp Telemann's sonata in D major for double bass, although we heard it there in E major. Gary will be one of several soloists with the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra on this Sunday's Bach Family Festival concert. The performance starts at 4 p.m., takes place at the Petoskey United Methodist Church. Visit glcorchestra.org for more information. And Gary, you're going to play us out with one other piece today, right?
Yeah, you know, a double bass set wouldn't be complete without the elephant. Thank you.
Music of Camille Saint-Saëns, The Elephant, from The Carnival of the Animals, provided by double bassist Gary Gatsky. Gary, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Amanda.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.